You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How long have we been together? We've been together for 101 weeks. 101 weeks. Just 3 weeks shy of 2 years. Been together a while. And I hope that in this time that we've had together, that this gospel has been fulfilled. Or at least is beginning to be fulfilled. At least in that part that I began this homily with there, where it says, you are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. You're people who understand farming. There's farming going around all over the place. Mostly it's ranching here, but you do some gardening too. And when you're gardening, when you're especially dealing with rose bushes, why do you prune them? So you get more roses, and so that they keep growing. And if you don't prune them, they won't bear more roses. They'll only keep the same number that you have there. And it'll eventually become diseased because of those old branches will be taking up more and more of the nutrients, and the plant will eventually die if you don't prune it, if you don't take care of it. Well, that's the exact same thing that we're supposed to be doing here at Mass, on daily Mass. I'm supposed to be challenging you each and every day when you come here, challenging you to re-examine your life, to look at those things in what to most people seem as little things, but are great things which are keeping you from bearing the fruit that God wishes you to bear. And so when we come here to daily Mass at times when we're not bound to come to Mass under penalty of sin, that is God giving us this opportunity to be pruned, hopefully by good words spoken from the priest, certainly by the goodness of his very self given to you in the sacraments, of course by the goodness of God spoken through his word, which is sufficient on its own without needing explanation. But that's what this is all about. And I hope that every time that you come here in some way, you are cut and pruned so that that which is dead and dying may be done away with and burned, and that which is truly able to give new life may actually have the opportunity to spring forth into that fruit. Because of that, each and every time you come to Mass, your response should be the same as that psalm which says, let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. In Spanish, I like it better. It says, que alegre cuando me dijeron, vamos a la casa del Señor. That's the expression that should be in our heart as we get up every morning. Not, man, it's getting close to 6:30. I better get my butt out of there because I have to go there. Because I have to get up early to be able to do this. No, it should be, let me go rejoicing because I'm going to be pruned today. Hopefully, something in me is going to be cut off, which is dead, so that fruit can actually take root in my life. That's why we come. That is what we're here for. And hopefully, over the past 101 weeks, you've gained something. Because I know our Lord speaks to me in these 101 weeks. Because brothers and sisters, the pruning knife of Christ himself is supposed to cut both ways. It is a truly double-edged sword so that every way in which the scriptures move, they ought to be destroying anything which is not according to Christ, that his true fruit may grow. So tomorrow, on Friday, when we have another opportunity to come to Mass, recite that passage. Recite that little bit of that responsorial psalm which says, let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord, or even better, in Spanish, que alegre cuando me dijeron, vamos a la casa del Señor. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.